The Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
And Jesus said, "But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? For even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much gain. But love your enemies, do good, and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High. For he is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Lord, open my mouth to speak your truth and our hearts to hear it. Amen.
Amen.
Well, good day, Christ the King, Lutheran Church, and for those that are online, welcome. We continue our journey in Epiphany as we remember the coming of Christ. And if you've been with us at Christ the King all these weeks, you have probably heard, now is the time for expectations, for purpose, for fulfillment, for following, for going back to the basics. And friends, today is no exception. For it would be easier for me to say to you, now is the time to forgive. Now is the time to not judge others. Now is the time to love your enemies. After hearing the story of Joseph and Jesus' message to the disciples this morning. Now you may come to think of those statements I just said, much like how my children respond to me when I cook broccoli with no cheese, no butter, no salt, and no flavoring whatsoever on their dinner plate. No matter how much I can explain, oh, it's good for you, you have these vitamins and minerals and the importance of eating vegetables as much as you can, you may not dig into what I'm saying, or you may struggle to swallow this truth we preach today. For this past week, dear friends, I came across a poem from Maya Angelou that gives you an idea of my initial reaction to today's divine order. In her poem, "Lord in My Heart," she writes, "Holy halos bring me round, spirit waves on spirit sound, Meshach and Abednego, golden chariot, swing low, I recite them in my sleep. Jordan's cold and briny deep, Bible lessons, Sunday school, bow before the golden rule. And now I wonder if I tried, could I turn my cheek aside? Marveling with afterthought, let the blow fall, say not, of my true Christ-like control and the nature of my soul. Would I strike with rage divine till the culprit fell prone? Hit out broad all fury red, till my foes are fallen dead. Teachers of my early youth, taught forgiveness, stressed the truth. Here then is my Christian lack. If I'm struck, then I'll strike back." Some of you are laughing already. But her words speak a truth to us, dear friends, as we walk this journey together. Forgiveness is difficult. We know our faith calls us to forgive, and we shall be forgiven. We know the various nonviolent ways for us to stand for social injustice as God calls us to act. Yet, I imagine inside of us, we have this desire to go fist to fist or toe to toe with our enemy. For dear friends, when was the last time you willingly walked away from an argument out of hope, out of love for your opponent? I heard someone go, The reality is that we are lacking these opportunities to act and to practice the art of forgiveness. We are not given these opportunities to forgive over retaliation. We live in a world where the saying goes, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth is still valid to give positive to terrible actions. And I wonder, when was the last time you saw a superhero movie where the hero just doesn't fight and forgives? I had to add it in there. The truth of the matter, dear friends, is that our love is based on our passions, our loyalty, and our kinship. We love because we are loved, or we get that love in return. Our love is based on satisfying our own desires. But our gospel today challenges us to ascend to a deeper kind of love. When Jesus offers his followers in this text, is not a recipe to make us feel better. Jesus says boldly and unapologetically for us to love our enemies. Not just the folks who tend to rub you the wrong way. Not just the people who you disagree with. Not the people who make you feel uncomfortable or unloved or used. For Jesus plainly says, do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. To him who strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from him who takes your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Jesus tells us that our enemies are those who hate us, who curse us, those who abuse us and strike us, and those who take what we have. Jesus tells us not to retaliate, but to have actions of love and forgiveness. Last week, Pastor Sergio asked us a few questions as we were called back to the basics of our faith. What does it mean to follow Jesus? Who is my neighbor? And what kind of love should I show them? As disciples of Jesus Christ today, we are called to forgive all people. Not just our friend, not just our family, not just our acquaintances, but for all the above, our foes, our enemies, all people, so that we may be able to lift the burden that hinders our love. When I forgive you and you forgive me, we are removing barriers that hinder our growth. In Jesus' challenge to us today, we are given an opportunity to end the cycle of hurt and pain. And to be merciful just as God is merciful to us. We are given an opportunity to build a connection with people that the world often says we can't do. It is this great, is, dear friends, this is a difficult thing we are asking you to do, especially during this time when you can open up your TV, your phone, and man, the news. It'd be easy for me to tell you to practice your forgiveness, much like the musician or the academic or the athlete practices until they have fine mastered their craft. And yet the harder truth is this, that practice could help, but that's not what makes us Christian. What makes us is what changes us and allows us to love is what God's grace has done for us, which is greater than our sin and all of our work, a grace that God has shown us and given to each of us. It is this grace that challenges us to have an attitude of love and act in love. By sending his only son, God gives us an attitude of love. When his son went to the cross, was cursed and killed, Jesus spoke words of love to us. When Jesus was raised on the third day with all power and passed that power onto us that Pentecost day oh so long ago, has sowed seeds of forgiveness and love. In that, we are given actions of love. And dear friends, now those seeds of forgiveness have blossomed into you. The seeds of forgiveness that you now have is again an opportunity for us to plant and sow a harvest of blessings for all. And no matter how hard or how long or how tiring it may be to love, or how hard it is when the world seems to hate, we are lucky we do not do this work alone. For in the Holy Spirit, we are called together. We are made aware together. We are enlivened together. And we do this work together. For dear friends, now is the time for perseverance. For with the help of you, we are able to extend God's peace to the world. Thanks be to God.
Amen.
Amen.